حبيبي حبيبي حبيبي
It is 4:05 here, p.m. at KZSU 90.1 FM. You're listening to my show, Hi, Kifak Sava, and we are on for another season, meaning fall quarter, here at Stanford University. I'm so happy to be back for a second season of my show called Hi, Kifak Sava. We'll be explaining the title, we'll be explaining the significance of the show, especially for those who can't pronounce the title. I will be with you today from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. California time, Pacific Standard Time. And I'm going to be playing music that centers on Lebanon, or that comes from Lebanon, or somehow has to do with it. Well, not just Lebanon, but the region there. So you'll be hearing songs in Arabic, in French, and in English over the next 2 hours. But all of them have sort of a, well, an Arabic twist, let's say. And I hope you'll be enjoying, and that you're going to be surprised by the selection that I brought with me today. We just heard one of Lebanon's hippest bands. They are alternative. They are sort of underground still, but they have been performing all over the planet, and their name is Mashrua Layla. If you've never heard of Mashrua Layla, well, then you've probably never been to Lebanon. They were the buzz this summer when I was there, and I had the honor and the privilege of being able to watch them in concert by the Mediterranean when they grooved and premiered their brand new album, and that was actually the song you heard from the group Mashrua Layla, translated as The Layla Project, or perhaps translated as Project of One Night. That was from their brand new album. The album's called El Hal Romansi, which means the solution is romance, or the solution is romantic. And we heard two tracks from that song, the introduction in Arabic called Al Muqaddima, and from that we went on to the song Habibi. Those amazing vocals you heard, ladies and gentlemen, were those of the lead singer for Mashrua Layla. His name is Hamid Sinno, a very courageous guy that I got to interview over the summer. So this season, I'm proud to say that I will be bringing some interviews that I was able to tape this summer with various artists in Lebanon, and including such amazing, amazing talents as Tania Saleh, Mashrua Layla, also authors that I got to interview whose books have been causing quite a stir, like Rafat Mazzoub and others. So I hope that you'll be tuning in every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. To listen to the amazing imports from Lebanon that I brought with me, and to also groove to the music, discover new music, and I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised when you listen to the amazing, amazing melange of music that comes from Lebanon, everything ranging from classical old expected tunes to some very fresh, refreshing, and brand new sort of experimental music that will surprise you and hopefully please your ears. I'm DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and I'm so happy to be with you here on this wonderful Thursday afternoon, October 6th, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. Before I go on to who I hope will be the spotlight for my show for next week, Tania Saleh, the Lebanese singer. The Coyote Point Museum is a learning center that seeks to inspire, to act responsibly in caring for the earth. The museum provides education for a diverse, multi-generational audience through wildlife, gardens, exhibits, and programs that relate to the Bay Area and the global environment. You're invited to become a museum member, to volunteer, or to just stop by. For more information, visit www.coyotepointmuseum.org. Let me spell that out, www.coyotepointmuseum.org. The show is Hi Kifak Sava. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful, wonderful, well, kind of rainy Thursday afternoon here at Stanford University. The show comes to you every Thursday, 4 to 6. This is the season premiere, the second season premiere of my show Haiki Faksaba, and from Masrua Leila, from whom we heard two tracks. Let's move right on to Tanya Saleh, whose album Wehde topped the airplay charts for the world music charts at KCSU back in the spring. An artist I did get to meet in Lebanon and whose interview will air next week, so please tune in next week to hear Tanya Saleh's exclusive interview. She even gave a shout out to KZSU listeners, so I hope you'll be tuned in for that next week. In the meantime, here she is, and from her album Wehde, let's listen to her performing Omar and Ali, and from that we'll see where the show takes us. Thank you for tuning in. KZSU 90.1 FM, the show Haiki Faksaba, and your DJ Ramsey.
On October 11th this year, something remarkable is happening. College Radio Day. For the first time ever, college radio stations across North America, including this one, are coming together. Why are we coming together? To celebrate one of the last remaining bastions of creative and fearless radio programming, the only free live medium brave enough to play unsigned, local, and independent artists on a regular basis. That's the mission of college radio. We also want to bring to people's attention that some college stations are sadly being sold off and shut down during this difficult economic time. So join us on October 11th for College Radio Day and help us raise a greater awareness of the many college and high school radio stations that operate in North America. College Radio Day. It's a day of celebration. It's a day of live music and special interviews. It's the day we all come together for the very first time. Visit collegeradioday.com for more information.
يا عمر كلم عليه وموقف سلم عليه جاي من آخر دني وقفله مرة شو عليه يا علي كلم عمر واقف ومادد إيديه قرب فشخة يا علي قرب وصوب عينيه قبل الندى. رسم الصباح أبي على حيطاني روحي والمدى مثل الصدى عطق الكلام جموح أحرفي طريقة في سراح المجدى قبل الندى
يكفيني أني
How was that for a mix? That was actually Natasha Atlas, and from her album Munqaliba, In a State of Reversal, we heard a song called La Nuit est sur la ville. That's French for Night is Upon the City. That song was taken from her new album Munqaliba, which we kind of heard all over the airwaves in spring quarter. Natasha Atlas from the group Transglobal Underground became a very famous vocalist on her own, in her own right. She sings in Arabic, in French, and in English. And she toured San Francisco, I believe, a couple of months ago, had sold-out performances there. Lovely, lovely artist with a style of her own where she fuses Eastern and Western music in what may be called perfect harmony, thus probably giving us the hope. hopefully that East and West shall not always be separated. And we say in Arabic, inshallah, and that means God willing. Hopefully you enjoyed that song. Before that, we heard from a Palestinian singer. Her name is Amal Murqus. She sang a song called Baghani, a citizen of Israel. She continues to produce wonderful music, peaceful music that calls for an end to the conflict there. And we began the set with none other than Tanya Saleh. Ladies and gentlemen, you did hear right. Tanya Saleh's exclusive interview with me, which I conducted this summer, will be airing next week on next week's show. So make sure you tune in to that at between 4 and 6 p.m. We will have Tanya Saleh doing her bit. And I just can't say enough about that. I don't want to spend this whole show talking about the next show, but certainly if you were to tune in, you will not regret it. Tanya Saleh, her album Wahde, we heard from that, the hit Omar and Ali. Very interesting title there, Omar and Ali. Probably, perhaps, a commentary on the Shia and Muslim, Shia Muslims and the Sunnah. And basically, calling them to embrace and not fight together. So, in the hope of a better tomorrow, I am with you here at 4:28 p.m. on KZSU 90.1 FM. The show is called Hi Kifak Sava. I'm DJ Ramsey, and I'll be with you every Thursday between 4 and 6 p.m. for this kind of music that kind of comes from the land of Lebanon. And hopefully, if you've enjoyed the selection so far, it'll have many more treats in store for you today. And let me just talk a little bit about the title of the show for those of you who can't pronounce it, or those of you who can but don't understand what it means. The greeting, Hi Kifak Sava, actually is the way most Lebanese people greet each other. And what's really significant about that is it's actually a greeting in three languages. It's in English, French, and Arabic. Arabic being the official language of Lebanon, French being the second one, and English being the third. But the Lebanese pride themselves on mixing it up and saying this greeting in three languages. So you get this hi, which of course is English, and kifak is the Lebanese colloquial Arabic way of saying how are you. And then you have sava, which in French means hope it's going well. Combine the three and you have the name of my show, Hi Kifak Sava. Hopefully, if you ever do visit that region of the world, you will stop by and use that expression and say you heard it right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. And I will be with you until 6 p.m. today and every Thursday. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, so you can always listen to us that way. I also hear about, you know, the Stanford app being downloaded and from which you can listen to KZSU right on your phone. And certainly iTunes has also a college radio option from which you can find KZSU. So no matter how you're listening to us, and of course if you're in the Bay Area or you're in our region here, you'll be able to pick us up on the 90.1 FM dial. So if you're in your car and you're listening to Arabic music coming in through your car stereo, you are not mistaken. You should know this is Hi Kifak Sava, DJ Ramsey with you today until 6 p.m. I hope you've enjoyed the selection of songs and music and that you'll continue to stay with me every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is an independent, international, medical, humanitarian organization that delivers emergency aid to people affected by armed conflict, epidemics, natural or man-made disasters, or a shortage of healthcare services.
Each year, doctors, nurses, water and sanitation experts, and other medical and non-medical professionals take on more than 3,800 assignments in over 70 countries worldwide.
To find out more, or to learn how you can support these efforts, please visit www.doctorswithoutborders.org. That's www.doctorswithoutborders.org.
So it's Hi Kifak Sava, and let's get on with the music. And what better way to get you in a Lebanese mood than to play an instrumental from a song that every Lebanese person should know. And even if you don't, you're going to find yourself immediately falling in love with this tune. It is the tune by Sharb El Rouhana, his version of El Bint El Shalabiya. And here we go. Thank you.
بتطلع فيه إن تعطول في مشغول كتير بتشتاق لي وبتموت علي. أنا ما بديت اللي كلام يدوب قلبي حنين وغرام. أنا ما بديت اللي كلام يدوب قلبي حنين وغرام. بكفيني اللي بحبك هيدي الكلمة بتقتلني. مجنون حتى نظرات عيونك مجنوني بيعز عليك ترف بعينيك تمرق شي لحظة تشوف عيوني. أنا ما
في أمل إيه في أمل لحظة تيخفف زعل وبيذكرني فيك لعوني شبابي بس ما بينسيني شو حصل رغم الزهر اللي امتلي لحقوق حبيبي تنرجع لأ مش معقول في قدامي مكاتب من سنين زهقت ورد ومنتور وياسمين حبيبي ما عاد يلمسني الحنين ماضي منيح بس مضى صفى بالريح بالفضا في ماضي منيح بس مضى صفى بالريح بالفضا وبيضل تذكار عن مشهد صار في خبز في ملح في رضا شوف المي اللي بتنزل عطول حبيبي احساسي هالقد معقول يزول شو بتخبر اصحاب وزوار عني اني محدودي وبغار بس حبيبي كرمالي نيناتنا منعرف شو صار نيناتنا منعرف شو صار
Wow, how was that? That was Fairuz, none other than the artist known by one name, Fairuz. Translated, it means turquoise, but how can you translate the effect or that Fairuz has on every Lebanese person in the old country or in the U.S. or all over the world? One thing unified Lebanon even through the bloody civil war that took over the country for many years, very sadly, was the voice of Fairuz always singing for peace and unity. And she remains probably the number one singer, number one female singer from Lebanon forever. Fairuz is currently pushing 80, but she still is recording, and you heard a song from her latest album called Efi Emel, released last year, and a brand new album. Most of the songs there were composed by her son, Ziad Rahbani, and some of them were composed by her late husband, Asi Rahbani. In either way, she ended up releasing this amazing album and even performed in concert in Beirut, Lebanon at the time, as is very recent, earlier this year, and of course did not disappoint. Her concert, her songs, her orchestra arrangements were amazing. Certainly it is not the kind of hip concert that some people might consider hip, but it is a classic, and Fairuz's new album is a classic as well. Fairuz from Lebanon and singing the song Efi Emel, translated as Yes, There Is Hope, that came from her album Efi Emel, same title, released earlier this year. Before that, we heard, well, the reigning princess of pop in the Arab world and in Lebanon and from Lebanon. We heard Nancy Ajram. In Egypt, they call her Nancy Agram. And the song was Ihsas Jdeed. That song went out to Ahmad, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I forgot to say that the Fayrouz song actually went out to a faithful listener of ours in Michigan, I believe, Mahmoud, who called in and or who wrote in and asked for a Fayrouz song. I hope the song Efi Emel by Fayrouz, translated as Yes, There Is Hope, has succeeded, Mahmoud, in moving your heart and reminding you that there's always hope in this life. Before that, and now we go to the song before that, and that was Ehsas Jadid by Nancy Ajram. That song, of course, was for Ahmad. And we began the set with Sharbel Rouhana and the Beirut Oriental Ensemble. And that song was the an instrumental version of a very famous Arabic song called El Bint Shalabiya. And that song sort of started out the set for us today here on the show. Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you from Stanford University. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.com. edu. Before I go on to my next set, I wanted to remind everybody to please, please stay tuned after my show for a wonderful show that takes you from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. And that show is called The Songsmiths Show. And your DJ is MC Dizzy Jackson. About that show, The Songsmiths Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. So if that description doesn't make you tune in, then you, I don't know what will. It's an amazing show coming up from 6 till 9 p.m. following my show here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm glad you've joined me on this rainy, well, at least in California, Northern California, on this semi-rainy Thursday afternoon. I will be with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. This is the premiere of the second season of my show, Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from Stanford. I hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and music that I've been bringing for you, which kind of center on Lebanon. I will be with you for another, well, hour and 10 minutes, and I hope to feature more songs and more surprises coming to you from Lebanon and the region. A big salam, that's peace, to everybody out there from Haiki Faksava. We'll be with you until 6. Enjoy, relax, and unwind.
Everyone deserves access to literature and educational materials, including people trying to work towards social change, self-empowerment, or rehabilitation within the incarceration system. The Prisoners Literature Project is a grassroots organization that sends free books to prisoners in the United States. Your donations of paperback books, packing supplies, time, and money can help create a better future for prisoners and society. For more information, visit www.prisonersliteratureproject.com.
Jenny's Light is an organization dedicated to improving and saving lives by increasing the awareness of all perinatal disorders, including postpartum depression. Jenny's Light provides a variety of resources and support, from online guidelines on obtaining help to working to pass legislation that will make it easier for new mothers to obtain treatment. If you'd like to donate to Jenny's Light, please visit www.jennyslight.org. That's www.jennyslight.org.
And the show is Hi Kifak Sava. The time is approaching 5 p.m. here in California, Northern California, Stanford University. This is KZSU 90.1 FM. We're listening to a selection of songs coming from Lebanon and coming from the capital of Lebanon, Beirut. And who better than Tanya Qassis is there out there to sing about Beirut? From her album Oriental Colors, Tanya Qassis, who's known as the La Soprano du Liban, the soprano of Lebanon, at a remarkably fine and young age, she has already released these gems in this album. She has done things like mix the Islamic Shahada with the Christian Ave Maria in perfect harmony. Tanya Qassis, who I was able to actually interview and meet, a delightful, delightful artist from Lebanon, will be bringing bringing her interview to you in the weeks to come, has something called An Ode to Lebanon or An Ode to Beirut. And that song is on her album Oriental Colors. So Unshud at Beirut is next, taking us into the next set here on High Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM.
Let her be courtesan, scholar, or saint. A peninsula of din, of color and of gold. Beirut has died a thousand times and been reborn a thousand times.
Yeah, Beirut.
عبالي حبيبي أغمرك ما أتركك أسرقك ما رجعك أحبسك ما طلعك من قلبي ولا يوم أخطف لك نظرات ضحكاتك حركاتك علقن بغرفتي نيمن عفرشتي أحلمن بغفوتي تيحلى بعين النوم عبالي حبيبي
بغمرة مجنوني ومغمض عيوني